بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
What precedes is the translation of the tape entitled The Last Wasiyya, Advice of the Sheikh Al-Albani,
for the Imam of our time, the Mujaddid of our era, the Muhaddith of the Muslimin, Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani, rahimahullah rahmatun wasi'ah.
This translation was prepared for you by At-Tasfiyah wa Tarbiyah Publications, twtpubs.com, translated by Abu Hamza.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا شيخنا يا أبا عبد الرحمن، إن الزمان يسابق بعضه بعضا، وليس في وسع الإنسان أن يستبق الزمان، لأن الزمان طويل طويل طويل.
A questioner opens up with Khutbat al-Hajjah and then asks, O our teacher, our Shaykh, Ya Aba Abdul Rahman, the time races itself and there is no way for the human being to be able to catch up with it or last with it, because time goes on for very long. And people and the earth itself is something that lives within time. And as we meet, we must depart. And just like meeting happens in a time period from time, likewise does our departing. So it is that we never really know when it is that we will depart. Just like we didn't know when it would be that we met. And the earth is a place for both the living and the dead, and just like we walk upon it today, there will be a day that we will be inside it, and we don't know when that is to come. And we know from what we have known from you, our Shaykh, that you were never stingy in any day, and you are not stingy. And likewise, you will always be presenting to the people in general and to the Muslim nation in specific from knowledge and advices just like the previous generations, our generations have known them, then the ones that are to come will know them as well.
ويذكرك يعم علمكم ويشهد الله ولا يلك لنا قوله لكم مجاملة.
And your knowledge reminds us, and Allah is our witness, and we do not say this as a way of brown nosing. But we say, and the people that are upon the earth know what we are saying is the truth. That you have presented knowledge that the generations have not known the likes of, except from the early generations, and that which were close to them.
التجديد والعودة بالأمة إلى أسماك المال تستمهد نفسها بنفسها مما تسمع من كلامكم العظيم الذي يهدي الناس الحيارة.
And you have presented to this nation its returning to the knowledge from what it hears, from what you say and present to it of knowledge and guidance to those who have been misguided, and clarifying the issues to those who have become confused. And raises up from the honor of the seekers of knowledge, and makes from them sturdy, stern, upright callers. And because of this, in this sitting that encompasses these brothers, and we have not come except to visit you and look and see you,
أن يطيل الله في عمركم وأن يقوي من عزمكم ويشد من عددكم لتظلوا كما أنتم. وها نحن نراك والحمد لله.
And make dua for you that Allah blesses your life and increases you in strength and adds to your zealousness, and we see you and alhamdulillah.
جالسا في شيء من العافية التي نرجو الله أن تزداد يوما بعد يوم.
Sitting in content and عافية, and we ask Allah that He increases it day by day.
وساعة بعد ساعة ودقيقة بعد دقيقة.
An hour after hour and minute after minute.
فهل أتحتنا يا شيخنا حفظك الله بموعظة تفيد منها الأمة كلها ومن كان على منهج الكتاب والسنة بخاصة منها.
So we seek from you, our Shaykh, that you give us an admonishment, advice, that will benefit the Ummah in general, and those who tread upon the path of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah in specific. So that it may be imprinted in the pages of time, word after word, letter by letter, full of meaning.
لا يكون إلا لمثلها إن كان هناك مثلها وقع على قلوب الناس.
That will have an effect upon the hearts of the people that is unparalleled, if paralleled by any.
جزاك الله خيرا.
And جزاك الله خيرا.
لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره.
Verily, all praises to Allah. We thank Him and we seek help and refuge in Him from the evils of ourselves and the ill effects of our sins. And I testify that there is no Lord worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is His slave and messenger. Whomsoever He guides, and none can misguide, and whomsoever He misguides, then none can guide. And it proceeds that my advice to every Muslim upon the earth, and in specific our brothers that are with us upon the da'wah that is blessed, that are partners with us upon the da'wah that is blessed. The calling of al-kitabi was sunnah, upon the methodology, the manhaj, the understanding of the righteous predecessors, as-salaf as-salih. I advise them and myself to have the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all. Then to add and keep on adding in the knowledge that is beneficial, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah, ويعلمكم الله, and Allah will teach you. And that they all seek their knowledge that is righteous, that is good knowledge. And as it's known to all of us, is this is the knowledge that does not go outside the bounds of the book and the sunnah, upon the understanding or methodology, manhaj, of a salaf as-salih. That they add to this beneficial knowledge and the continuous seeking of it as much as they can, the actions upon this knowledge. So that it may not be a hujjah, a proof against them, but that it may be a proof for them. On a day that that money, that wealth, nor family, children, will have any benefit except for the one that comes with a salim heart, with a good heart. And then I warn them from doing what many have done, from going outside the bounds of the Salafi line. To those that are many and many, and there is one word that encompasses these lines that go outside the bounds of the Salafi line, or Salafi way. And that word is Al-Khuruj. And that is the khuruj upon the Muslimin and their jama'ah. But we order them that they be as he alayhi salatu wa salam has said. As is stated in the hadith al-sahih, be the slaves of Allah, brothers, as Allah has ordered you, all of you. And upon us, as I have said in a previous sitting, and I will repeat it now, and in repetition, there is benefit. Is that we should be lenient with our da'wah, those whom have opposed it. So that we may be with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always and forever. And call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and that which is best. Na'am, and argue with them in the best of manners. And the one that has the most right that we call to him with wisdom and debate with him in the best manner is that the one that has the worst or most harshest opposition to us. The one that has the harshest opposition to us in our beginnings and our beliefs, so that we may not bring together between the heaviness of the truth, al-haq, and the heaviness of having harsh manners on top of it. So I hope from all of my brothers in all of the lands of Al-Islam that they have the manners, these high lofty manners, the Islamic manners. And then after this, they seek the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, not seeking thanks, nor seeking any benefit from it, from worldly benefit. And maybe this is enough. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
We ask Allah that He has mercy upon our Shaykh and that He increases him in levels of Jannah and all of our ulama. Please remember him in your dua, for he has presented this knowledge to us. وبهذا القدر كفاية والحمد لله رب العالمين. I would like to remind all of the Muslimin that Arabi, the Arabic language, is your language and the language of all of the Muslimin. It is binding upon us to learn the Arabi language and take knowledge from its source and not merely rely upon the translations. هذا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.